This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The numbers of people who marry someone from another faith have been rising for years, but interfaith couples still face hurdles from friends, family, even communities. Continuing our religion series, we've got Reverend Susanna Stefanaki Maycomb. She's a New York-based ordained interfaith minister and the author of Joining Hands and Hearts. Welcome.
It's wonderful to be here.
So describe what interfaith actually means.
Well, interfaith is not a religion. It walks among the religions. It begins when we create a bridge between one set of beliefs and traditions and another. It's no you versus me, no us versus them. It's rooted in love and the spiritual principles that unite all of us. You know, the foundations, the basis of interfaith is rooted in respect, tolerance, and understanding. But to build the bridge, you need love. In the words of Martin Luther King, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Take me into a moment when you have performed an interfaith ceremony, and what were some of the things you did to make it work?
Well, first, you have to begin with a lot of sensitivity. You have to get to know the couple, the families. You're not just dealing with the couple and their issues. It's the families. That's often the greatest concern, obstacle. I need to find out what they believe, what their desires, what their wishes are, what are the sensitive issues between them and their families. And you have to be a little creative. I mean, for example, I did this Jewish, American Jewish, African American Baptist wedding, and we had the chuppah, and underneath we did the tasting of spices, but we incorporated some horseradish in reminiscence of Passover.
Now let's slow that down a little bit. I have been to Jewish weddings. The chuppah is a sort of tent.
It's the wedding canopy.
Yeah.
And it's sacred.
And
so
what's
we
the
were
tasting
under the
of spices?
Well, this couple, she was raised Baptist, but she was practicing. She came to me and she said, you know, I'm practicing my I'm leaning towards my African traditions. So I said, you're Reuben? And she said, yes. I said, well, we could do that. We can do some of the African tasting of the spices. And there are various spices. And often the Reuben priest actually feeds them with a spoon. But what I encourage is they feed each other. So there's water for purity, kola nuts for strength, there's salt. And in the end, if they endure all these things, there's honey for sweetness. So we added horseradish instead of cayenne pepper, reminiscent of Passover, which commemorates the freedom of bondage, and which sadly is relevant to both traditions. Then they jump the broom and onto a glass.
Now that sounds both interfaith and athletic.
It was. I kept saying,
Judaism jumping the broom. I mean, excuse me, jumping the broom. African American Judaism
breaking the glass.
The
key in an interfaith intercultural union is I explain what it means. Often, if it's just one tradition, you just do it, and you know it's assumed that everybody knows what it is. But for example, and also language has to be adapted. Like for example, in Judaism, the breaking of glass. If you go to a conservative temple, they will tell you that it commemorates the destruction of the Temple of Israel. I give my couples several interpretations based on conservative tradition, reform tradition, they choose. And one that my couples like very much is that the breaking of the glass signifies that marriage is a transformative experience, leaving the couple forever changed and forever united. And the glass is broken with an implied prayer. May you stay together until all the broken pieces come back together again.
How does creating a good ceremony lead to the start of a good marriage?
Well, weddings, any of us who's ever gotten married, you realize emotions are heightened to begin with. I tell couples, whatever you love about your family will be heightened 10 times, if not 100 times. And whatever you don't like about your families is going to come out 10 times, 100 times. So what you are giving your families and the world is a message of how you're going to portray this union to the rest of the world. So I tell them, this is the birthday of your marriage. So how you know, are you just going to have one clergy member do it, both clergy members? Sometimes that's not possible. For example, if you have a Jewish Muslim, you know, that's very difficult. Sometimes you can't find an officiant. Are you going to have an interfaith minister? Are you going to have a humanist minister? Are you going to have a judge? Is it religious, non-religious? In an interfaith ceremony, I find the best is to focus on the spiritual principles that unite all of us. Language has to be adapted very often so that no one winces, no one feels uncomfortable. In fact, everyone is united. And for example, we include both sides of the family. If you're doing the Christian unity candle, have both sides of the families do it. If you're standing on the chuppah, both sides of the family, when we jump the broom, both sides of the family, you know, both grandmothers come and put the broom to the ground.
But Reverend, finally, what if some people just don't want to play ball and they're like, this is terrible. You know, our kids can't marry across faiths. What do you do then?
I do a lot of counseling before, and I often meet with the parents and even grandparents. But I will tell you, sadly, tragically, I've held many a person or even both sides. They've been disowned by their family. But we've prevented a lot of that as well. I had one couple. She was from the deep debutante South. He was an African-American northerner from a middle-class family. After talking with the families, first they weren't going to come to the wedding. They came. Then he wasn't going to walk her down the aisle. They did. And now they're very accepting. And that's the gift of my job. When that happens, it's so much. There's so much joy.
Well, Reverend, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Reverend Susanna Stefanaki McComb. She's a New York-based ordained interfaith minister and the author of Joining Hands and Hearts, Interfaith Intercultural Wedding Celebrations, A Practical Guide for Couples.